I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 2 billion people are completely cut off from the gospel. Reaching them is a mandate of the Great Commission, and there are hundreds of ministries working toward that end. However, David Pope of Pope Initiative says there's a problem. Few groups, if any, are working together. To remedy that situation, Pope is proposing a three-step process. Step one, aggregation. Get people to rally around the idea of reaching the unreached. Step two, collaboration. Step three, integration. That's when ministries combine their strengths to create something new. And prayer is critical.
Pray that we would keep our eyes and focus on Jesus throughout the time, because ultimately we want him to get the greatest glory.
And as the new year approaches, Bibles for China is thankful for steady partnerships in spite of increasing pressure on the church. In 2018, the Chinese government tightened religion laws, forcing many unregistered churches to close. But Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, tells us that God's word is at work and getting it into people's hands is still legal.
Having a Bible that shows that it's been printed in China is big, because if they have a Bible in their possession, any Christian person in China, which is an atheistic country, has a Bible that says and is earmarked that was printed in China, that's a Bible that they are permitted legally to have.
That could change quickly. Pray that Bibles for China will continue to reach people with the gospel in 2019. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering an olive wood ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.